this will be the start now. Like these episodes we're doing now. That's this is it. This is a return, yeah.
What's popping, People's Divisions Podcast? We're back again. You already know what time it is.
Sure.
In the building, in the cut.
In the cut.
Des, Destiny, that's me.
JT.
J Tizzle.
I'm present.
Yeah, sir. How you been doing, Jay?
I'm good, man. Vibing? I've been good. Vibing, cooling. Enjoying, cooling. You know what I'm saying? We had a very interesting conversation before we started recording about churches.
Oh, yeah, man. Hurrah. About,
what did you ask me? You asked me when I joined my church. Is it like?
How did you find your peoples?
Yeah, how did I find my people? And also,
and that's a loaded question. Realistically, don't get it twisted, people.
Yeah,
everyone is our peoples.
Yeah,
in the church.
We're all people, man.
But we know how the world works. It's like
not everyone's your friend, like.
Nah, bro. That's what I had to learn, bro.
I think
you love everyone in the church, but not every. It's not possible.
You can love someone, but you'd have to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
But
then how do you love them? That's where people are going to struggle.
I struggle compartmentalizing them, bro. But then how?
But I love you.
Yeah, but how?
Bro? How am I doing that? How can I really effectively love you if I'm not your friend?
Do you get it? Like, bro, we're like, I'm trying to say, like, how? What ways of communicating? What ways of love are there? Is it just the thing?
I think it's love. They know that love is sacrificial.
Right.
The word of God says that love is sacrificial. You
right.
do not have to be friends with someone to sacrifice something for them.
At all, no.
Not in the slightest.
Mm-mm.
The Bible says there's no greater love. There is no greater love than this than to lay
down your
life
for another.
For one's friends.
Mm.
Love is sacrificial. God is love. He sacrificed in sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Mm-hmm. Sacrificial love. We weren't all friends of Jesus. We weren't.
Yeah,
he's
like
a friend to us,
friends,
but we weren't friends to him.
Because
friendship is both ways.
You know what I'm saying?
When we accept Jesus, we come together.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we're apart because we were separated from God because of our sin. So we weren't friends at that time.
We weren't.
Even though he created us, but
we
weren't
what's
friends.
What's up, Jesus? You know what I'm saying?
It weren't that. We were separated. But Jesus
But he sacrificed
came,
himself for us.
He did.
For everybody.
Exactly. Because the Bible says, ooh, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Mm.
So while we were
away
from God, outside of his will,
he brought us back.
He brought us back together.
Yeah.
Whilst we were in that state, whilst we weren't friends,
yeah.
He still loved us. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Now we're called to be in this world, but not of the world. So even though we're called not to be of the world, God still loved the world to send his son. So do we see how God can love us, but not love all the things that we do?
Yeah.
He loves us, but he doesn't love all the things that we do. He doesn't love it when we sin and when we're living in sin willingly.
Yeah.
He doesn't force his love onto us, but he gives it freely and available to us. And in the same way, we're meant to give the love that we receive from Christ freely to the people
to
around
other
us.
People, yeah.
There's challenges with that. What challenges is that? Feelings. Feelings come into play. Someone has hurt you, and you see them. Someone's hurt you real bad. Someone's hurt you real bad, bro.
Yeah, man.
Real, real bad. And so it's a. I use this analogy quite a few times. You're driving in your car. It's a rainy, wet day. You see them on the side of the road. Their car's broken down. They look like they're in real despair, and you're just in your mind, you're just thinking about all the bad things they've done to you, all the things they've said or did or whatever. And then in that moment, you're faced with the decision. Am I going to help or am I not going to help? Even though I'm not a fan of this person, I dislike what they have done to me. Am I going to still sacrifice because I have to get out of my car? I'm going to have to go on my way to help them or wait with them or drop them off somewhere, whatever the situation may be. Am I going to sacrificially love them even though they're not my friend, even though we may not be friends after this? But it's making the decision to kind of love them. By not allowing, we don't need to project our hurt onto others, even to the very person that has hurt us, because people will hurt us. And it's rough. It's rough. It sucks. I'm not going to sit here like, I'm not going to make it sound easy. In that process of healing, it takes time. God recognizes this, but we have to do it with God. We can't do it apart from God, because then we're going to heal on our terms and in our own way. And sometimes our way of healing is
our nature can come, our sinful nature can come into
it becomes,
that. Because it's like,
I want to get you back, or if I have an opportunity to get you back,
I want to one up you. Like, yeah.
Or I want harm to come to you. All these kind of ways in this way of thinking, it's not healthy. And that's what God tries to take us out of.
Man,
that's why it's important for us to forgive. Because otherwise we're hypocrites. If we're asking God for forgiveness for the things we've done wrong, but we can't forgive our brother, it doesn't make sense.
Can't have a cake and eat it. Yeah.
So it's interesting. So back to that point of like friends. It can be tricky.
Because
I'm saying to you, like, when you come into church, you've got the welcome team who are supposed to, that's what they're there to
that's
do.
That's what they're there to do, yeah.
But if you were in there, and you're new,
who's saying what's up?
Who's saying what's good?
Mm.
Who's inviting to the barbecue?
I've got a few people, and I know exactly, they know exactly who that I'm referring to them, who are very like, they are, their whole nature is like, identifying a new person or someone who they haven't seen before. It doesn't have to be a new person because you're not going to be able to know someone's new because it's a big church. You're not going to be able to know
someone's make it new. How do you make it authentic as well?
That's the thing, yeah. But then for that person, that is who they are, legit. That is who they are to the core.
How do they do it for you?
How do they do it for me?
When they were, because you were saying, this was off camera, but you were saying like it was a, you have to do it, it's a two-way thing. You have to also put their thing
yourself. Yeah, sometimes with some people you have to meet them halfway.
How did it happen with them?
How did they approach?
Was it them that approached you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
how did they do it? And how did it feel at the time? Did it feel authentic?
Yeah, it did. It did. I felt that instant kind of warmth. I just feel like it just depends on the person you're being welcomed by. Sometimes you can feel that it's kind of, sometimes you can feel that, okay, cool, this person's kind of been told, or like this person's felt the urge to come up to me. But either way, I think it's dependent on the personality that's welcoming you. Sometimes you can think, oh, it's not authentic, but that's just who they are. They've welcomed you and they've taken the time to get to know you. But yeah, that person in particular, I really, really felt the warmth from them just, you know, just saying what's up to me and just, yeah. They're just breaking the ice with me. But as I said, sometimes you have to meet people halfway and just also approach them and be willing to get to know new people, because even though you've plucked up the courage to go to church, sometimes it might not be enough to just stand and just be timid and just wait for people to come and meet you. But at the same time, like,
so you're saying, like, we gotta put the effort in basically
with new people.
If you're the new
it's tough, man.
That's tricky. Like, you don't know anybody, you might be a bit shy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just speak for everyone, because I wasn't shy going to the church. I was very much like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, enjoy my time here, enjoy the service and get to know. I knew I was gonna, you know what I'm saying, approach people and get to know them. Not on the basis that I knew people that go there. I just said,
just,
I was gonna, yeah, that was my intention. So I went with my intention, I stuck with it.
Did they speak to you before or after service?
Both. Like, they spoke to me after, we caught up afterwards.
Did you sit with them during the service?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Ross, this was quick. This was they spotted you quick.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
This is a big church you go to, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And
they just
like that.
Yeah.
Just scanning the doors.
Like, yeah, we got one.
We got one.
Bring him over now.
Yes, sir.
Let him join the team. Nah,
get over here. Yeah.
You know, but that's not always like that. That's the thing. I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man. What are the grounds for you approaching someone? What makes you approach someone? Is there a certain, I don't know, man. I really don't know in terms of how you yourself can, as a new person going to a new church, can put yourself in a position where you are welcomed. No one has to be put in a position where they're welcomed. Everyone should be welcome regardless. It's not a thing where, oh yeah, I have to, you know, present myself a certain way, I have to meet you halfway. No one should have to do that, because everyone should have that heart to welcome someone in the church. What blocks you from getting to know someone? What about someone's appearance, about someone's, like, what gets in the way? Someone's stepped into your church. What reason is there for you to now not approach them? Is it a social stigma, like, oh, nah, that no one else is approaching them, so why should I?
Do you think you should make your way through and try and chat to everyone?
Everyone. I don't know, bro. Everyone's like, bro, you're gonna be tired.
We're like a family, you know. And
yeah.
I think what you said is right. I think, like, you've got to make that effort in terms of trying to approach some people as well, and see what they're about. Because immediately, you already have something in common that's huge and amazing. And, like, you know Christ.
You know Christ, bro.
But I think we can sometimes think that that's not the only thing that you can talk about, trust me.
No.
And there's so much more. But I think, like, sometimes we feel like maybe that's all that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Or if that's the only thing that you do feel like you share in common, that's maybe why it doesn't always turn into a friendship. And that's okay. Because at least at the core value of something that is Christ. So if even if they're not your friend per se, you can still ask them for prayer, and they probably would because you're a believer. But then again, because they're not your friend, you're maybe less inclined to asking them for prayer. But realistically, you should be able to ask any believer for prayer, and they should do it regardless of your friends or not. Like you should be able to go on Instagram, and if someone's a believer, you send them a DM and be like, hey, I really need prayer. And they should be like, yeah, it doesn't matter who, if I know you or not. You shouldn't only pray for the people that you know. You should pray for anyone and everyone, whether they're a believer or not. But if, especially if they are a believer and they're asking, you should. So I think it's interesting.
It can be for sure.
I think because there might be some non-believers that listen and they've never been to church, and you would, the worst thing ever would be they go there and they just feel like they're going to feel more out of place as well anyway, especially if they're, if they're a non-believer, if it's the first time they've ever gone to church, because there's so much that they don't know, and as well as, so there's so much they don't know about who God is.
The environment is completely alien to them.
Completely alien to them, and then they don't know these people as well. So this is all so much of not knowing.
That can be
you know,
lot,
some people
man.
Are like, what do I wear? How do I, like I had a friend that, he came to church, I think for not the first time ever, but the first time in a while, he was asking me, like, what kind of thing do I wear? What do I wear? You know, these are the kind of questions that you're going to get asked. I was like, yeah, bro, you can wear what you want, bro. It's not like, you know, but these are to them. These are they don't know this place. They don't know this environment. They don't know what it's like. And they want to be well prepared, or they want to better understand it. They might have their own questions. And I think it's so important for us to be able to answer those questions. You know, like the Bible says to study, to show thyself approved. We need to know the word of God so that when we get asked these questions, we know what to say from like a biblical standpoint, but we're also able to share that grace and compassion and kindness. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting.
God has given us all different gifts, and I feel like those who are welcoming in that, not everyone can be welcoming, but I just feel like people have different levels of welcoming and patience in their hearts. People
what
can
level are you at?
Vary of
yes, because you've been at the church for a while now. So how are you?
I approach people more often than I. Before I was just a bit like, I'm a cool guy. I play it cool, man. I just who's come to me?
You're
and
just
I'm
there posted
I'm the cool
in
guy.
The corner.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was approaching people, and that's how I was in school as well. Like new kids, like yeah, approach them. What's up, man? Nice to meet you. That's how I was in school. So why did I stop that? Just because? Oh yeah, you know,
you were the big man.
You
school,
know what I'm saying?
I remember, bro. Yeah. We did district. Yeah, you came through.
You know what I'm saying?
Swagging out. You had your boys in the background. You're like, yeah, all tight. Let me go shout the man them real quick.
You know what I'm saying?
Came over walking slowly, big smile on
the
face. Came through with the commentary.
Hey,
you
bro,
know that, bro.
That was a bad time.
In the building.
That was a bad time.
Saying to Cassio, we were out there balling to give it a quick commentary. Where the Bebs at?
Where the Bebs at? You know the I was the guy, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, the Bebs was crazy.
We need beverages, bro.
I can't
we need
lie.
Beverages.
There's a refreshment.
It
that,
was a
bro.
Hot day, bro.
Listen, bro, 2020 summer was crazy, bro. That was a mad
just
time.
Just giving people buckets.
The man was just going to invest on no tops.
Yeah,
on
no top. He's like, let's get serious having here, man. I don't know these people. Let's have it, man. Yeah.
Honestly, but I think it really depends on the person, man. I feel like, because there's some people in the church who may not have been as approachable or welcoming, but after you get to know them, that's when they really open up. So people are different. You can't really fault someone and say, oh, no, you're not really as welcoming. But then when you get to know them, man, they let you in on really important life lessons, and they can advise you in certain ways that maybe others can't. So I feel like that gifting as well is very important, and realizing that not everyone has that kind of, not love, everyone has that love because it's God-given, but not everyone has that ability to now approach and also do so where you feel warm. Some people can approach you, but it's like, feels a bit forced. But they may not be forcing it, but it feels forced. Like, I don't know.
And I feel like if you know you're the type of person that is extrovert.
Yeah.
Or you're forthcoming, or you're someone that you don't mind talking to new people, whether you know them or you don't.
Yeah.
Put that into practice, especially if you were like that in school, or if you're like that in your work environment or at home, just go with it, even if it's especially at church, and just kind of try and make yourself known. And people will take to that.
Put yourself out there.
Put yourself out there and go with it, because then you can be the one. If you have the more quiet ones anyway, but you're more forthcoming, then you can go to the people that are more quiet, and then you can connect that way. But if you're going to be the same way that they are, then no one's really going to connect. I know clickiness is always, how do you feel about clicks?
Just in general.
I want both perspectives.
Clicks is
interesting.
Cool.
I want to see how this differs.
Does it differ? It differs. Cliques in school are very what's the name? What's the word for it? Very vain
specific
and very
specific.
Yeah, it was based on looks. From
is
for
it?
The most part, I think
for
so.
You guys,
I think so. For the most part, it was
really,
I'd say so. Man were cooked. You won't even imagine.
It are definitely you serious? Was. You guys saw today on looks?
Man was doing up Love Island in school. Listen, man.
What?
Cooked. Absolutely cooked. But man, that's another story. It was... It's crazy. What? Honestly, cooked.
Bro, I can understand, like, I don't know, there's the sporty ones or like the popular ones.
Sporty ones are just the man where everyone used to chill together, bro. Those clicks were not even toxic. Those clicks were like, yo, everyone's in, bro. Everyone loves playing football. Everyone loves playing rugby. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Those ones were all inclusive. Those are all inclusive clicks.
Yeah. Listen, looks. What? The other ones,
how's that even? Who's delegating?
Like, oh, nah, bro. You're on that side. Yeah. You're on this side. Like,
who? It wasn't even the thing. People were just like,
You just gravitate towards. So you just know. I fall into this.
Like, I'm ugly, aren't I?
Oh my days. No,
like, you
nuts.
Walk over to the group, it's like, oh, nah, you know, I'm not welcome here. But nah, it's definitely something.
Okay.
In churches, I don't know, man. I don't know if that exists as such. I just feel like some people you just know because you've known them for a while, and thus, yeah.
I think it definitely exists, bro. 100%.
In what way, though? In what
I don't forms? Think. Listen, I don't think they're intentionally doing it as a way of harm. But I feel like if you go to the church for such a long time, you're going to build up those relationships, and then you might formulate a mini group within the entire church as a whole.
Mm.
I think it can be, if you're new, it can be a little bit daunting because it's just like, oh, it seems like all the groups are already set up. It doesn't seem like they're quite trying to. Not intentionally or unintentionally.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to slot into here. Where do I slot? Where do I fit? type thing, especially if there's loads. I just think it's weird how no church is perfect either. It's like, it should be anyone can come in and you can slot in anywhere and everywhere that you feel. You know, it's not just one place that you have to be, but you can be everywhere. You can go to that home group and go to dinner with that family that week, and then you can go to dinner with another family that week, you know.
It should be very much like that.
Free flowing in terms of chaotic.
Yeah,
it's obviously going to be order in the church, but not in terms of relationships.
Everyone can get this love.
It should be a big hugging circle.
Everyone
can get this love, man. Yeah. Like, you want to go over there that week? No worries. Come to us next week. We'll book you in. You know what I mean? That's how I'd love it to be.
100%.
If someone's new, just really taking the time to get to know them. Who are they? What can you do? And I think. Just knowing how to integrate is really important.
Yeah, it's tough though, man. Because
it's tricky, man. It really can.
Sometimes cliques can take the form of like school cliques and like really, like we can say hi and what's up, but like don't tread.
We say this now, but like when we were in it, it felt normal. It felt right.
It really comfortable, man.
Except I tried my best to talk to pretty much anyone and everyone. I didn't
100%
feel like I could only succumb to one place. 100%. Sometimes I've spent the whole of lunch just chatting to these men. It was wonderful. I love that. It was more a big adjustment period that's all gone, bro.
Yeah.
We would never be able to get that time back now.
Mm.
Like, that will go through my mind every now and then. I'm like, rat it, that's crazy.
Mm.
It felt like we were in it for such a long time, but it was gone so quick.
Yeah. Now that COVID season definitely wiped away so many different like concepts of, oh yeah, you're going to have these friends for ages.
Do you think it would have happened in the same, if not for COVID, do you think it would have happened in the same way?
I don't know.
That's what we'll never know.
We'll never. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's interesting. It is interesting, the idea of cliques. I haven't seen it firsthand, so.
That is mad.
I haven't seen it firsthand in church. That's the thing.
Really? Okay.
Not to say that everyone's like open like that, but.
I need to come to your church, right, to see what's going on.
Yeah.
This is crazy. What's happening? This is good.
It's a melting pot of different personalities, different people, and everyone's really just open to just saying, hi, what's up? Like, where'd you come from? And it's, even the couples within the church, different backgrounds, different, you know, they've come from different, you know, different ethnicities, different cultures, but to see everyone kind of, you know, making the effort to relate to each other, not just on the grounds of faith, but also getting to know each other outside of that as well is that's another thing outside of church. What efforts are being made to like keep in contact? Because I was saying, like, it's hard. It's easy to like, okay, cool, say what's up within church and say hi on Sunday and have conversations on Sunday. And those conversations on Sunday are really good because sometimes you'll be annoyed during the week at work, or you'll be having something in your heart, and then you can really just vent. Well, not vent. You can really seek that like spiritual counsel from other people who may have been in the same situation on Sunday when you have those conversations. But outside of the Sunday service, it's like the effort being put into check up on people. That's where I feel like sometimes it can get techie, and sometimes people can go a bit off the grid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. If it's only a Sunday when you're able to kind of see each other and chop it up, I don't think that's great, man.
Yeah.
Because we're here to worship God every single day.
Yeah.
Church may be on Sunday, but every day is the day to worship God.
You know what I'm saying?
We should, and we can worship God every single day.
Mm.
So checking in on the brothers and sisters, I think, is key. It's important.
Yeah.
You know, I massively agree with that.
Mm.
I really do.
Yeah.
And as well, trying to find a way you can serve in your church as well. I think it's just important.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, being a churchgoer is okay, but being able to find a way you can kind of pour back into the church so they can continue to...
That's that purpose.
...to grow, but not for the growth of, like... Or we want just loads of numbers so everyone... So there's a way around it. It's like you want the church to grow in that people that don't know the Lord are coming to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And people that know the Lord are learning more about the Lord and are more well-equipped to go out and to tell people about the Lord. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then having more people that can serve in different ways, discipling, whatever it may be.
Yeah, youth.
Putting the gifts and talents.
Yeah.
For the glory of God to be used within the church, I think is super important.
It's really beautiful, yeah, for sure.
And so that people feel like they actually have a place in the church. So that they feel I'm a part of what we're doing here.
Because
there's a vision.
Yeah.
For souls to be one for the kingdom. And it's like you want to feel like you're a part of that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to keep coming. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to keep learning and keep understanding more about what your giftings are and how you can put them to use. And you can see that they're being put to use in a practical way in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And other people can benefit from that, not just yourself.
Exactly. Oh, there we go.
You want to feel useful. You want to feel a part of a group. When we were young and in school doing group projects, the part was to try and give everyone a role of what they were doing. And then when you were able to come together and see it all work out at the end and see all the different parts that someone else has done, it feels like a real family. And that's what it is. It's a family.
Yeah.
You know, the body of Christ, if one part suffers, the whole part
suffers. Facts.
It's in that same way. Trying to find out what those giftings are can take a while with some people, it depends, but just putting them in an environment where they can feel comfortable to kind of discover what that
discovering
is.
Discovering that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, for sure.
excuse me. So it's interesting. So to you guys that have never been to church before, man, I would just definitely implore you to check it out.
Yeah,
go to different churches. It doesn't have to be this one certain place that you can only ever go to. Try out different places, find what works for you. Keep in prayer with it all. Asking the Lord to just lead and guide you with your decision making. Try and get stuck in as well as you possibly can. There's so many different things that are going on, and if you see yourself as an extrovert, go out there and try and talk to someone.
Yeah.
If you feel you're more of an introvert, that's a techie one.
Because I'd say I am an introvert, but I'm...
That is nuts.
Good at approaching people. That's
a brain fog. If you're an introvert, what do you do, man?
That's it. What do you do? Yeah, you guys, man. You guys are cooked now. You're not cooked. All my introverts watching this, you're not cooked.
Cooked.
You're not cooked. All right, this is where Destiny bows out. I'm taking a risk. All my introverts, you can find it. I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like all of us have that in us to like just approach someone. I feel like it's...
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Well, I'm thinking like when you're new, introverted, then you'll just try. If you're really introverted, sit tight. The Lord, God willing, will send forth someone to come and approach you.
He will.
And us extroverts that are in these church settings, let's go out there and find these introverts. Seek them out. Make them feel comfortable. If you're an introvert, if you're in the right church in the right place, someone will come up to you. 100%. If you're in the right place, someone will come up to you. They're not going to allow you to just sit there in the corner being all like not knowing where to go, feeling all discombobulated.
I've not seen that. So exactly what happened.
So you're good. You're fine.
Exactly.
You're fine.
Come here to worship God. You will find your people. You worship God and you enjoy. You have a good time.
Amen. Involve yourself in the events.
Yeah.
And let's get cooking.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. That's all I got. You got anything else?
Nah, that's all me, man.
Yeah.
That's all me. So.
We appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, please like, share, subscribe, share. I said share twice, but
go share twice, share more twice, times,
as many times as you want. Feel led to do so, if you're led to do so, please go for it. Yeah. Please subscribe. Please check out all our socials. We've got what's the up? Christian music playlist in the bio. Check it out. New songs added into there.
Bangers
regularly. Different genres. Check it out. Switch up the music. You don't have to listen to the secular stuff anymore if it's something that you don't want to do. I had someone reach out the other day. He was like, have you got any music suggestions? Because I want to stop listening to secular. I was like, yes, I have.
A lot of people are delving into like a 30-day challenge of secular music. Do it, man. Our playlist may help you. Yeah, it might just.
That's what we want. If it can help you, glory be to God. Check it out. See what kind of songs we got on there. And yeah, keep it moving.
Always.
We'll catch you guys in the next one. God bless. Take care.
Love.
Peace.
Love, peace, and joy. Yeah, buddy.